It's Thursday, January 5th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Offensive cyber operations with presidential approval. The Ohio Supreme Court rules software damage from ransomware is not covered by property insurance. And outdated technology causes major disruption for Southwest Airlines during the holiday season. This is the Business of Tech. And also one to note from last week, the defense policy bill was signed, which funded the federal government, and included specific money for Hunt Forward missions. Since 2018, the Digital Warfighting Unit has deployed such teams as part of its persistent engagement strategy 38 times to 21 foreign countries, which uncovered malware and other vulnerabilities over 60 networks. The bill states that if the president determines an active, systemic, and ongoing campaign of attacks in cyberspace by a foreign power against the U.S. government or the country's critical infrastructure, Cybercom can conduct offensive operations in response with presidential approval. The bipartisan bill creates an assistant secretary of cyber policy at the Pentagon, a move the administration previously objected to. It also codifies the State Department's new cybersecurity bureau, helmed by the country's first cyber ambassador. And while we're covering Fed moves, the National Telecommunications and Information Administration announced that it has now awarded preliminary grants for its $45 billion Internet for All program to all 50 states, following the delivery of $6 million to Massachusetts. Every state is guaranteed at least $100 million for broadband expansion once the full awards are given, with many states expected to receive several times that amount. Why do we care? Well, with the new year, the U.S. has codified the State Department's Cyber Bureau, included new military options for cyber, and given out all the allocated funds for broadband. That feels like the end of the beginning for several stories. I'm not predicting a drop in ransomware activity or cybercrime overall. However, there are more consequences for countries involved in cyber activities. The Ohio Supreme Court Tuesday unanimously overruled the Ohio Second District Court of Appeals judgment. It moved that there must be direct physical loss or physical damage in the company's computer software for insurance policy coverage. Let's pull from Jurist. In the three-year court proceedings between the Greater Dayton medical billing software maker, Emoi, and its insurance service provider at Lansing, Michigan-based Owners Insurance Company, the latter asserted that the insurance contract unambiguously stated only direct physical loss or direct physical damage to media would be covered under the insurance policy. The court, in its final ruling, gave the rationale that a computer might have physical, electronic components that are tangible in nature, but the information stored there has no physical presence. Thus, a ransomware attack on the company's software has no coverage under the company's insurance policy. The judgment against Emoi concludes that a software developer can't use its property insurance to cover losses. Why do we care? So, property insurance doesn't cover ransomware. That's why we care. Insurance companies will be defending to ensure payouts are limited as much as possible. While I'm no lawyer, it's easy enough to see the general implications here. I wanted to revisit the chaos of the Christmas holidays. In case you missed it, weather disrupted travel for many, but for particularly Southwest Airlines. While the other airlines recovered, Southwest did not, and a significant portion of the issues were outdated technology in their logistics and scheduling systems, which became overwhelming due to all the changes. At one point, Southwest accounted for about 87% of one day's flight cancellations by domestic airlines and about 98% of the next day. Why do we care? Digital transformation, that's why. Invest or perish. Let's cite some specific IDC predictions made just at the same time. By 2025, to ensure data and workflow integration spanning distributed clouds and edge environments, 50% of enterprises will deploy multi-cloud networking, bringing consistency and simplicity to NetOps. By 2027, the need for faster, higher quality data-driven decisions will cause 80% of G2000 CIOs to mandate company-wide logistics data strategies for data management, protection, and integration. And why are they doing it? Because of issues like Southwest's. PC-Matic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust default deny foundation. Finally, a lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. It's the perfect complement to your current security stack. No minimums and no annual contracts. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP today. Thanks for listening. Today, National Bird Day. Take a moment and do a little bird watching. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.